How can a statement, I cannot be a lie, truth as well? How can a statement, I cannot be a lie, truth as well? And how can you tell the difference? Most I cannot statements are lies. They actually say I will not. I won't even try. I didn't care to do it. The speaker may be you, someone else, or the little voice. I prefer making you aware of what you are really saying. In today's Prison Break Workshop, the most important invisible element is, are you relating to reality, or are you lying through your teeth expecting reality to conform? I have a lot of I cannot clients. The only thing they share, other than saying I cannot, is that they cannot see that they are lying. The only way to see that you are lying is to actually know, intimately, the underlying invisible dynamics. The racket, mostly. If you remain in the visible domain of everything, you won't see the lies. And I can't help you. I am muscle testing, and to my utter surprise, the people who do the cannot dance, have never seen, have never accepted, therefore have never looked for the invisible. They don't consider that there is anything that is invisible. Are they stupid? Yes and no. They have the brain power, but they don't apply it. Why put brain power to something that is not real? That you can't see? Right? Maybe this is why I have so few clients? I keep on jabbering about the invisible, and 99% of humanity would consider what I'm talking about as BS, or as non-existent. Do you actually need to have brain power to see it? Like the natives could not see the Santa Maria, the ship, but they could see the ripples in the water. Indicating the presence of something they don't already see, yes, you need at least as much brain power than the natives back then. Is there a capacity needed? I am Mukli testing again. And interestingly, source says that you need to look. Not think. Look. If you don't look, you can't see. If you look in your mind, you can't see. You need to look in reality. And humans stopped looking long time ago. How long? At least 1,000 years ago. I even have clients in the reality challenge who don't hear the little voices, instead they speak them. To what reason? To what effect? Do they do it to dupe me? To run a racket? Maybe. When I say look, I actually mean any of your perception organs. So hearing is part of it. But, unfortunately, humanity, the 8 billion, does not look, does not listen, and they don't even know they don't. They think they look, they think they listen. And in a way they do, they look in their minds, in their opinions, in what they had already decided. Not in the present moment, and not in reality. Very rarely have I been able to force someone to look in reality. A number of years ago I had a friend I talked to at least once a week. We knew each other from Landmark, so we had a lot to talk about. He considered himself clever, good-looking, whatever. He was very willing to share his imminent wisdom. But he was kind of boring. Droning on and on. So people, while they humored him, weren't really listening to what he was saying. He was a 29 removing hatred soul correction guy. I mention it because this exactly is his soul correction. Anyway, at the time I was learning a new coaching modality, coaching with the Valia profile, and I saw that his clarity was very low. I recommended that he read books. He had never read any books, except textbooks for tests. He said no. I asked, if I asked you to empty a full bathtub with only a teaspoon, would you do it? He said, no way. But if I told you that it would take only a few hours, would you do it? He said, yeah. A few hours, I can swing. I said, it is the same with reading. So he started to read. And yet, people still didn't listen to him. I recommended that he sets out to listen so keenly that he is able to repeat the last sentence of the other person, no matter when I'd stop him in the conversation. He didn't know that he was not listening. He was sure he was. When he started to practice listening that much, people suddenly were listening to what he had to say too. Why am I sharing this? Because the two stories give a glimpse into the reality of a person who only looks in their minds. What happens when perchance, because someone asked them, they actually take a gander at reality? Life changes dramatically. I can do that with someone who trusts me. But I can't do that with everyone. And unless you actually look in reality, you'll continue seeing what you have always seen, and will do what you have always done. You are like a train, and what you have already seen are the rails. Only seeing something new in reality will redirect the rails. So here I am, in the wee hours of the day when I am supposed to teach how to get out of this prison. Teach how to change the direction the rails are going. And I am positively clear that I probably won't be able to cause looking inside a short workshop for people in their 50s, who have never looked in reality. Who are set in their ways, scared of looking anywhere else, scared of doing anything new, scared of owning that they don't want to own anything about themselves. And these are my most devoted students. Another story. About 10 days ago, I measured the health measurements for a woman whose doctors told her she had cancer. She was already scheduled for chemotherapy. Her measurements said, no sign of any disease. I called her and suggested that she cancels her chemotherapy. She disregarded my suggestion. She knew better. And that is the most important sign of not looking in reality: you feel you know better. Why? Because everything you already know says so. If you actually had the habit of looking in reality, doctors and other shysters would not be able to dupe you. The fact that 70% of all cancer diagnosis is inaccurate is proof that you are eminently dupable, because you are not looking. And moreover, you cannot tell. You cannot tell the difference between reality and opinion. You cannot tell the difference between things, because for that you would have to look. The old cone of the S training is so very devastatingly true. For you, everything is the same as everything else, except that not always. Or said more crassly, you can't tell the difference between your ass and a hole in the ground. The question wants to be asked desperately: is this an inability or is this an unwillingness? And Musseltist says, it is an unwillingness. But even this unwillingness comes from the not looking. Some of the not looking people are actually brainy, good looking, etc., but cowardly. Can I turn courage on for people? The answer is obvious. Where alcohol is somewhat effective, I am not effective at all. So here is my bad news: unless you are willing to do whatever it takes to see the invisible reality, there is nothing I can do for you. And for that you actually need to look at the visible reality. Not what you know. So instead of doing what I originally intended to do, I will do one thing and one thing only: attempt to cause the participants to actually see something in reality. Will I succeed? We shall see. In the meantime, what should you do? It seems that on the surface at least what is missing is self-trust. But what is on the surface is almost always a lie. What is missing is self-control. So how does self-control look in reality? The person has a thought, an urge, a pull to say, I can't. And the next moment, let me do it. Overriding the opponent, the lying, cheating, pretending small self. Not willing? Good to know. Now stop pretending that you want to have a better life. You won't. Activate your self-control capacity. Now, don't be surprised if you find that the inner voice keeps on saying, I can't. I can't connect. I can't keep my attention on. And I don't trust myself. Just keep on going. That voice is saying a lie. You don't have to do what it says.